This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
The same goes back to Flagg. Flagg on the attack. Flagg's a fan! A two-hand stop.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're probably going to move around to a couple of different things in this segment, but I want to start with this. What are reasonable expectations for Cooper Flagg's rookie season? Because I saw this before.
Well, I guess reasonably expect some people to actually say his name instead of the kid from Duke, right. Like Jason Kidd keeps saying. So that's reasonable.
Yeah, and he was like, "Look, I don't want to get in trouble or anything like that." I understand that, but I want to go to Nick Friedell, who we had on our show last week, and basically the question was: is Cooper Flagg really that good?
Cooper Flagg is already one of those guys who, as far as building a team around, I mean, guys, that list, it's not 10 people long. And can he get to the level of the top tier stars in the game? I think he can. I really do. And I think that when you have that and you have the trust in a player and how much he's going to be able to grow as he continues to work in his game, the Mavs just, they lucked out in the best possible way from a basketball standpoint, because this kid is that good and he's going to get better.
All right. He's already that good and he's going to get better. What does that look like from a statistical point of view? And by the way, John Hollinger, going into the draft, said anybody who says he shouldn't go number one is an unserious goofball. I just really liked that phrasing. And then we go back to Rick Welts. If you were curious about like the impact, he talked about it, and I forgot to bring it up last week. He said that the Mavericks have had 28 times more inbound calls for season tickets and 35 times more single and daily additions to the season ticket wait list after the draft lottery.
Really?
Also, 6 times more inbound sponsorship communications from brands and clients. So, like, remember when we went back, and this is still a valid point. Like, I remember Bobby in the morning show, they were talking about all of the sponsor money that the Mavericks lost as well. It would seem on the surface, because they lucked into this, they have the opportunity to get a lot of that back.
Mm-hmm. Lucked into it. I see where you did that.
I mean, look. I saw the story that you sent about Shaq. I'm a little bitter about that story.
Thanks a lot, Shaq.
Because David Stern, according to Shaq, said that he asked, where do you want to play, hot weather or cold weather? We're hot weather.
Mm-hmm.
Why not send him to the Mavericks? We had the worst record.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm kind of bitter that we rigged it and we didn't ring it right.
He didn't add the line of hot weather near the beach, you know, or near Disney World. You know, he didn't say that. So maybe that was something he wanted to be around, okay, a Disney World or a Disneyland. And so where does he end up, Kevin? He ends up in Orlando and then LA, where both Disney World and Disneyland are.
All right, look, I'm not here to redebate that, because I already said I also think it was rigged.
It is good fortune that the Mavericks have this.
Yes.
And I think in that room where, that Nico was in, he was saying, looking around and saying, guys, just wait. We'll get fans back. We, like, anybody that's mad, we'll continue to get them back. And I think the buzz will be there for Cooper Flagg. And quite honestly, a team led by Anthony Davis, if he can stay healthy. I mean, Kyrie, if he can stay healthy.
Sure.
Most of the team is a, if you can stay healthy. And that's where we're jaded about it all. If you can, if you got this kid on the team. Now, people keep asking me to name my new dog Cooper or Flagg.
Oh, Flagg would be awesome.
And I'm like, I can't trust the Mavericks to actually make the pick yet. So I have to.
You can't keep your dog in this weird netherworld.
Yeah, he can't be in the hopper. You know, like, we can't do that. So I'm just, I got to go with something now. But I've seen the player and the desire to play the game, the kind of teammate he is. Those are all things that I look forward to.
Would you consider naming your dog Luca Flagg? So you can, like, still hold on to some of the old times.
Well, Kevin, I have too many friends that have Lucas as their kid.
Oh, okay.
Choppy being one of them. He's my friend, I think. Mm. I love Choppy. I hope he considers me a friend. He invited us to the wedding, so I think that...
That's true.
We didn't go, but he invited us.
And he told us not to broadcast.
And then my kid, my friend whose kid named Winnipeg the Winter Pigs, his name is Lucas. So I'm going to say, I'm going to stay away from Lucas.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, some of the feedback, I don't think it's unreasonable for him to be Rookie of the Year. I certainly agree with that.
Is he gonna handle the ball enough and score enough to do that? Because I feel like that will go to a point guard probably.
What's interesting, he'll not handle the ball enough, but here are the over-unders for his rookie statistics. And you tell me what you think. Over-under, points per game, 16. Rebounds a game, 6.5. Assists per game, 3.5.
Those are good rookie numbers.
Yes, those are quality rookie numbers. Yeah, for sure. And then somebody brought this in. I'm afraid from the 817, I just don't want him to be like Christian Laettner. Obviously, Christian Laettner, he had some flashes, but he was a disappointment in the NBA. From the 682, I'm scared the Mavs will give him the Dennis Smith Jr. treatment and move on from him slowly, or move ahead with him slowly. And from the 469, he will lift the Las Vegas Mavericks to the championship. Obviously, I hope that is not the way that plays out.
I don't think they're moving. I just don't see it. Okay. For anybody that still believes that, I just don't see it.
How many people do you guys think will show up at the Mavs draft party? So in 2018, when, and I go back to this, 90% of our listeners were mad that the Mavericks got Luka.
We were there at that, that party.
And we went to the arena party. They had a separate party at the then named Bomb Factory. They took Luka and Jalen Brunson. 1,200 people were there for that. How many people are going to be there for the Cooper?
For the number one overall pick? 1,200. If it's, I mean, I don't know how many people it'll fit.
We have to find a different venue, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Just like the wings when Caitlin Clark's around.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
And you got to find a different venue.
Good point. Good point.
But yeah, that's a huge, he's a huge draw.
Yes.
He is definitely a feather in the cap for a team trying to get their fan base back.
Now, obviously, we will dive into Stars Oilers a lot more tomorrow. But tonight is the opening game of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL playoffs. Do you guys have a vibe? Do you have a feel for how that's going to go? Or do you have a team that you're rooting for in that series?
In the NBA playoffs?
No, in the NHL.
Okay, in the so Carolina, I was listening this morning to the dude from Edmonton on Sean and RJ's show.
And he thinks a whole lot of the Stars players need to get off their ass and do something.
Agreed. But he did say that Carolina was much like Dallas last year where it didn't have that one guy.
Yeah.
And that's why they always lose, because they don't have a transcendent player. We talk about this in basketball a lot. Why was Kawhi really great in Toronto and the Bulls struggled against Kawhi's team? Because DeRozan couldn't overcome the way that that Kawhi could. He's a different player in the fourth quarter. And so the Stars now have a Miko, and Edmonton has a McDavid, and a Draisaitl also. Like, they're a very good team. But Carolina doesn't have that. And while they are a very good team overall, they're kind of missing that. Florida's been a very, very good team for a reason. So I'm thinking Florida, although I would love Carolina to win so that Miko could have that storyline to go along with it.
Alex, you have a preference in the Eastern Conference Finals for the NFC.
I would pick the Florida Panthers selfishly because their social media team is awesome. And I think some of the banter that we would get back and forth and some of the promo work and stuff, I just love having fun with it, not making it overly serious. But in a more serious manner, this one's really tough to call. Like, I kind of want the Panthers to win.
That you can see all the rats on the ice.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah, that's always a fun bid. And like, I just really like what they bring. But at the same time, Carolina, I really don't know. I don't want to pick this series because I think it's going to end in seven. I do think it's going to go the distance, but I would say the Panthers here today.
Okay.
I could probably change my mind in the next 15 minutes, but I think both teams are pretty evenly matched. I think they're both extremely talented, but I could see it going either way.
And their coach is pretty fun too. He's got some good quotes. He's a quotable guy.
I think I'll go with the Panthers as well. On the NBA front, no particular investment here. Thunder Timberwolves starts tonight. Pacers Knicks tomorrow. Who y'all got, or who you rooting for in these series?
Can I throw out the stat that I gave you this morning that I did not know until this morning, that this is the first time since 96 that a Western Conference final is being played in neither Texas or California?
Oh, wow.
And that's...
Oh, bummer.
And that's... Yeah. I mean, either the Mavericks or somebody in or the, you know, Spurs or Houston, I guess. And then, you know, all the California right. teams. That's wild to me. I think that Oklahoma City is the better team. I think Anthony Edwards is a face that the NBA wants to be the face of the league, but I think that Oklahoma City is the better team overall. So Minnesota, second year in a row now, for them to be in this position.
First time ever they've made back-to-back Western
Conference. Yeah, for them to be in this position is awesome, and maybe they can use that to their advantage. I don't know if Anthony Edwards is in better shape than he was last year at this point. He looks at so far. But last year, the Mavericks gassed him. And so I think that Oklahoma City, too much talent on that team. And then at some point, Lou Dort's going to take somebody out. He's going to tackle somebody, right?
Other side?
I want Jalen Brunson
to
get his opportunity.
Even though the fans are trash?
The fan base.
The fans have been throwing trash and being rude.
Yeah, that's really. I love what Halliburton's done by inviting that fan that was thrown trash at to come to the Eastern Conference Finals. I like that. I think it's cool.
Because he had a Pacers jersey on.
Yeah.
That's why he got trash.
So people were like, throw trash at that guy. But I do. I'm pulling for Jalen Brunson, man.
Okay. Alec, what say you?
I would generally say anybody but the Thunder, because I just can't stand that team. I do want the Wolves to win because I do want to see that kind of transition of the face of the NBA conversation, because frankly, one, I think Anthony Edwards is the right guy just in terms of his play style to be the face of the league. And two, I'm kind of tired of talking about it. I just want it to happen. I want it to be, okay, there's no more conversation. Anthony Edwards is the guy. We're going to expect him to do this thing pretty much every single year. He's going to be the legend killer, whatever you want to call him. I just want to get it behind us. But I do think they could win this thing. If they do, I'm going to say it's going to be the Wolves in six.
Okay.
Probably seven if they do win. but that's me being optimistic. On the flip side, I love Jalen Brunson. I love Tyrese Halliburton. I think the Knicks are better situated to win this series, and I hate it because Twitter is going to be an awful place to be if they do win this series. Basketball, social media in general is going to be a horrible place, but the league is going to love it, and I'm going to love it because I think JB deserves it.
This has already been a remarkable run for the NBA. So when the Celtics lost to the Knicks last week, it became the sixth straight NBA postseason in which the defending champs failed to go past the second round. Now let's add one more thing on top of this, and this is crazy. So the Nuggets got bounced in Game 7 against the Oklahoma City Thunder. That means that the NBA is officially going to have seven different champions over a seven-year span. That has never happened in the NBA.
So it's more parity than it's ever been.
I mean, that you can make that argument. It goes back to the league goes back to 1946. This has never happened.
Do we like parity?
Ever. As long as my team gets a piece of it, that'd be nice.
I just like when with the NFL, they said we want more parity, and then you know the Patriots dominated for a long time, and now it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't know if we really do like parity or if we like dynastic conversations.
That's a great question. I think the NBA would have liked it if Knicks Celtics was the Eastern Conference Finals and the Knicks won. I think they're just not pumped about parity that includes Oklahoma City and Indiana and like smaller markets.
Man,
like
Montana.
That.
What if they had a team, you know?
They would root against them for sure.
There's like eight people there.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.